The weak people were not all down and outs. This technical tribal term denoted inferior tribal status rather than poverty. Muhammad's most zealous follower at this point was his friend, Atiq ibn Uthman, who was usually known by his kunya, Abu Bakr. After the birth of their first son, Arabs customarily take an honorary title known as the kunya. Abu Bakr means the father of Bakr. His wife would have been known as Bakr, the mother of Bakr. Abu Bakr was a successful, wealthy merchant, but like Muhammad, he came from a weak clan that had fallen on hard times. Abu Bakr was well-liked and of easy manners, Ibn Ishaq tells us, a kindly, approachable man, especially skilled in the interpretation of dreams. Many of the younger generation, who were disturbed by the aggressive capitalism of Mecca, came to him for advice. Some of the young felt an urgent sense of personal peril, a torpor of depression from which they longed to awake, and a frightening alienation from their parents. The son of an important financier in one of the more powerful clans dreamed that his father was trying to push him into a pit that was filled with fire. Then he had felt two strong hands pulling him to safety and realized at the moment of waking that his saviour was Muhammad. Another youth, this one from the prestigious clan of Abd Shams, came to Abu Bakr after dreaming that he had heard a voice crying aloud in the desert, "Sleepers awake," and proclaiming that a prophet had appeared in Mecca. Both these young men became Muslims, but the first kept his new faith a secret from his father for as long as he could. And the latter's conversion greatly displeased the elders of his clan, who were among the most influential men in Mecca. The revelations had brought to light a fault line in the city. Over the years, a worrying divide had opened between young and old, rich and poor, men and women. This was dangerous. The scripture that was being revealed to Muhammad, verse by verse, surah by surah, condemned this kind of inequality. One faction would inevitably suffer at the hands of another. Any society that was divided against itself would be destroyed because it was going against the very nature of things. This was a frightening period. The incessant wars between Persia and Byzantium seemed to herald the end of the old world order, and even within Arabia, tribal warfare had reached chronic proportions. During the last 20 years, the Ghazu, the acquisition raid, which had traditionally been short and sharp, had escalated into long drawn-out military campaigns as a result of unprecedented drought and famine. There was an apocalyptic sense of impending catastrophe. Muhammad was convinced that unless the Quraysh reformed their attitudes and behaviour, they too would fall prey to the anarchy that threatened to engulf the world.